strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 1st. I am your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Brent. How you doing, Brent?
Heyo, heyo, how y'all doing? I am so excited to be here for a live feed update in the mornings with Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, it's been a while. I was going to say it's been a while, and it's been a minute, and I kind of put it together to be like, it's been a win.
I thought
it's
you said mall.
A mall. It's been some time, Taryn. That's what I'm trying to say. So take it away.
Okay. Well, we are, of course, here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 12 in the house.
It was.
And it was a sad day.
It was a sad day. I have to say, just right off the top, that there are times when you watch Big Brother that you're like, oh, these people are horrible. They're, you know, they say racially insensitive things. They're bullies, whatever. And then there are other times where it just takes you back to high school and you're like, oh my God, I feel so terrible for you because I so identify with what you're feeling right now. And that's how I felt watching Obi yesterday. The hilarious part though is that Obi maybe not necessarily knows that he's in trouble. And I think that might be part of the problem moving forward, that he thinks he's part of the cool kids and the cool kids don't really like him, Taryn. That's so sad.
I mean, I think his initial reaction was, oh my God, I'm certainly going to be sent home. I just got backdoored. And he was, you know, in tears. So we'll set this up here that, of course, early on in the day, the veto ceremony did happen. Sam used the veto on Cliff and the plan went through. Christy acted surprised.
Bullshit.
What? And then nominate Ovi.
How do you buy this, Ovi? When has this ever happened before? Like, I mean, like, am I just like, okay, let's say me and you, we're in an alliance, Taryn. Okay, well, we're close in the house, right? I know it's crazy, but just go with it, all right? So I have the power of veto. There's some other bitch up on the block. I'm just going to randomly use the power of veto on them, knowing that the HOH could literally name anybody as a nominee and it could be you. Of course I'm not going to do that. There's no way that Sam would do something like that. All of his allies would potentially be in danger if he just willy-nilly used the power of veto. I can't even believe that Obi is buying this. Luckily, he might have gotten a clue later in the day from Bella that there might be something more at play here. But seriously, for him to buy, to think that there's any substance to this whatsoever, I really question his game skills.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say he's fully bought into it, but he is. Ovi's reaction has been very, like, he saw what happened with Cliff, right? Cliff was nominated. He was told he was a pawn. He just acted chill and good. And then he was taken off the block. He was never really in danger. And so Ovi is trying to replicate what Cliff did by being like, no, it's totally cool. I'm totally fine. But when he talks to like some other people or to himself, he's like, did Christy screw me? Like, what's happening here? You know, I'm really concerned about this, but he's trying. And certainly, we hope that he would be trying better, but he's in a tough spot.
He's in a really tough spot. I how I am when I come in these updates. I'm kind of all over the place. The point I'm trying to get across though is that I think he could be doing more, but in order to do more, he needs to know he's in trouble. And right now he doesn't know that he's in trouble. And there are things that he can do more, as we saw on the episode last night, that maybe he could use to get himself out of trouble. But that's like pull the ripcord. I'm in trouble. Oh my God, help me moment. And I don't think he realizes that he's at that point yet.
Yes, exactly. So, obviously, Ovi is going to go to Christy. There are a little bit of tears, and he's not super happy. He's very sad. He has just like the most like sad puppy dog face imaginable. It breaks your heart. And Christy is just like, Alec, I'm sorry. I did this to you. But it's just your pawn. You know, it sucks, but you know, what are you gonna, Christy feels to me like somebody, she reminds me a little bit, not of like Paul's gameplay on Big Brother 19, but Paul's complete inability to ever admit that he's actually betraying somebody or doing yes. anything bad to them. Like, she is just like utterly terrified of telling somebody to their face, like, yeah, I made a move against you.
Yeah, which is just crazy to me. I mean, I guess you could make an argument that this is good gameplay, and that by telling both of them, because she's also in the process, letting Catherine know that, hey, Catherine, I'm letting Ovi know that he's just a pawn, but don't worry, everything is fine. So you're not building trust with either nominee. Nobody knows what's really happening at this point. I have to question her game skills. The other thing, too, is that I take Rob's point last night on the show that Christy is giving me very much Caitlyn energy, but also I love me some Caitlyn, but in the Big Brother house, she drove me flipping crazy. Like, I there are times where I was screaming at her, like, why are you doing this? So Christy is also giving me that right now.
Caitlyn did own up to what she was doing, though, which was more honorable. Like, she went up to Swaggy and was like, look, I gotta stand up for the inner child of myself. Whereas Christy's talking smack about Jack all over the place, but not to Jack himself, and then never admitting who she's actually targeting.
Also, completely crazy to me, because I haven't been on a show with you guys since Wednesday, crazy to me that literally the entire house seemed totally fine with Jack going up as the target. We could have had a Jace from Big Brother 17 situation where the cool hot guy, douchey hot guy, you know who I'm talking about, the guy that everybody was looking at coming into the season and then eventually is revealed to be a douche. That guy could have gone home on the first week. We were so close to that. But for some reason, Christy was totally unwilling to pull the ripcord on that one either. And I don't know why.
She doesn't want to make a big move, Brent.
Apparently not. That just annoys me. Like, she's been totally insufferable this whole entire week and a half or week, whatever, since we've had feeds. And I can't even imagine what it's going to be like with the next HOH. I am interested to see what happens when she is not HOH, to see if she plays a little bit better.
If this was Big Brother 10, then the house would have gotten together and talked to Christy as a group and said, look, you need to put Jack on the block.
That would have been great. And then she would have said, they're trying to tell me what to do. I don't like being told what to do.
Well, no, if everyone was telling her what to do, I think she'd be happy about it.
Potentially. I don't know. It's hard to make her happy.
So Jackson is going to talk to Ovi, and Jackson, for some reason, is of the assumption that Ovi is going to be staying. So
this is hilarious.
He has to give Ovi this whole pitch about, like, okay, look, man, I really want you to be here, and I know you're going to stay. Everyone's going to be voting for you. But the thing is, I can't in good conscience vote against Kat, you know, the things that have happened between us and all of this. I don't want her here. I'm glad that she's going to be leaving. I hate having to be her babysitter, but I can't go on national television and vote her out. I can call her stupid and crazy and say that I don't want her to be here and that I hate being her babysitter, but I can't vote her out in a game on national television. That's a step too far. Ovi, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to vote to evict you, but it'll be the only vote, I promise.
It'll be the only vote. And Obi's like, well, it might be close, so I might need your support. I love how Obi says this. He's going to everybody saying, I might need your support. He's like a politician. Maybe, and in fact, maybe I might have to call his game into question as well a little bit, because he does seem a little bit I need him to open up a little bit. I need him to be a little bit more authentic to these people, and you can make an argument that these people aren't willing to see his authentic self, and I think that that's certainly fair. But Ovi, like, in sounding at times like a bit of a politician, as a bit of a gamer, as a bit of a game bot, that's not helping his cause. I will say that this conversation was hilarious, because not 5 minutes later, Jackson goes out to his cool kids crowd and it's like, oh, really? Like, Ovi's not the target? Because I totally thought that he was staying. I mean, like, what's happening here? I have no idea.
Yeah, he goes up to, he's like, oh, so I just told Ovi that, you know, I'm unfortunately not going to be able to vote for him. And it's going to be, you know, a pity vote situation. They're like, wait, you want to vote against Kat? He's like, no, I got to vote for Kat, a pity vote for Kat. And they're like, no, dude, we're voting Ovi out. Oh, well, I guess it's no problem then. Oh, that's fine. Cool.
Gosh, but I won't even tell Ovi. That's fine. Yeah, exactly. We're not going to tell him that he's really in trouble.
Yeah, and of course, this didn't help Ovi and like his knowledge of what was about to happen, because Jackson was very believable.
Yes.
This is not something that you typically would think about doing if they were actually planning on voting Ovi out. So it really helped sell the pawn situation accidentally.
Yeah, exactly. That was not helping Ovi's cause at all.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I would be remiss if I did not point out the fact that he's saying all of those things about Catherine, but also he is somebody who is totally fine with being in the Big Brother house and letting us know on the live feeds that he had sex with her before if the live feeds went live. And, you know, dude, like, how cool is that? How many people can say that they did it in the Big Brother house? Shut up, dude. No one cares. More people than you think.
And typically the people that can say that, not always fan favorites. In fact, most of the time I would say not fan favorites.
I'm thinking, you just said Big Brother 10. I'm thinking about April and Ollie.
Exactly.
Yes. Good times.
All right. So, Christy and Sam are going to continue with their charade.
Bullshit.
Yes, they go upstairs and they talk and they plan it out, and we're gonna act a little bit weird, there's a little bit of tension, then tomorrow we're gonna have like a big thing, and it's gonna like, oh well, we've made up a little bit, and
I mean,
so on and so forth.
I can't even believe that he's going along with this, number one. I really can't, because it's doing damage to his game when this gets out that this was all a show. And then he is flat out just lying to people, including to some of his allies. I mean, girl, like, what are you doing? Why are for her with Sam? This is such a disaster in the making.
Yeah,
but it's fun to watch.
I agree, and I think that Sam is like, he's just like ready to play the game, and he's just like doing whatever is in front of him without thinking about whether it's actually good for him or not. And I think that goes to show, like, yesterday I talked about how the fact that he is the one that flipped Christy toward Ovi instead of getting Kat out, I think that's terrible for his game. But he just did it because, well, I wanted to use the veto on Cliff, so I'm going to find a way to make that work. And then Christy says, like, okay, so if we do this, then let's do it this way. And he's like, sure. And he like actually goes along with it. And the only person he tells the truth to is Nick. And so he's lying to Jack. He's lying to Jackson. He's lying to all of these people who either know that he's lying to them.
Yes, that's the problem.
Or will find out that he's lying to them, I imagine. And even if they don't find out that he's lying to them, it's still kind of like a sketchy thing to do, to be like, yeah, you know, I didn't really tell her what I was going to do, but I'm definitely going to do this thing. And, you know, I'm a bit of a wild card. You never know what I'm going to do. I might not tell you what I'm going to do. I don't love what I'm seeing here.
No, I don't love it either. I think it's terrible play, and I think he should really consider some of his moves moving forward from a more, not that I'm somebody to talk like this, but just like, look, you're actually in the Big Brother house, and I grant you, the first 2 weeks is a long 2 weeks. I get it. It feels like it's moving at the speed of molasses, but he's like a bit of a fan of the show. I can't even remember how much Sam has watched a Big Brother. I feel like he's watched more than a few seasons. And you have to know that once you get past this week, things like really take off like a rocket shot. Or rocket shot, whatever. Yeah. So I'm having trouble with my words today. Taryn, it's 11 a.m. Don't come for me.
Tommy joins them as well. And they do. Tommy is always doing a great job of pretending he's not in the loop and pretending that he doesn't know Christy. Right. So he goes up there and he's like, man, I didn't even know that you were going to use it. I didn't even know that Ovi was going on the block. Like, this is crazy to me. And they do that thing, and then Sam leaves, and then Tommy and Christy talk and so on and so forth. They, you know, debrief and all that stuff. And then Sam comes back up later and he's like, I just thought of something. What if Tommy's like mad at me for you? Like, what if people get mad at me, get offended on your behalf because I did this to you?
They should be.
Yeah.
I would be. I mean, if I was anywhere close to Christy and this guy did this, I would be like, what a jerk. Like, for him to like, first of all, if I wouldn't buy it, but let's say I bought it. What a jerk to just like switch up her nominations, not even give her a heads up, make her make a decision on the spot. Like, how much of a douche does he think he looks like right now?
Yeah. Tommy, by the way, is still kind of pushing for a, like a Nick, Bella, Tommy, Christy kind of thing with maybe Sam attached, maybe some other people as well. I think he wants to make sure that those, that group of people doesn't drift away. I don't know how much he really wants to move forward as a tight core of people, Grant, because of like everything that's gone down, but I think he sees that Nick and Bella are drifting away from the main group. And I don't think he wants that because they are valuable pieces to him. So he's trying to make sure that Christy doesn't want to let go of those pieces right now. We also are going to get pretty quickly here after the veto ceremony that a bunch of women are going to start gathering together in the boat room. Jessica, Christy, Kat, Nicole, and Kemi. And Jessica is leading this session here. It's a girl power session, as she calls it. It's all about girl power and how they should be taking out the guys and keeping the women together and protecting each other, and that they, and therefore they should be voting Ovi out.
This is so frustrating to me because normally I'm right there with you, Jessica. I believe in what you're saying, that it is true that the women need to work together more often, and it's really terrible when they don't, when they become catty. And the other thing is that I think overall it's probably, you probably have right good intentions. The problem is that of those women that you want to protect, if they're dickmatized women, I would not want to keep them in the house. And I feel like Catherine is somebody who is not only what I said, but also is probably working against your best interest. She's not somebody who's going to be down for working with the women. So even though you want to save her, she's not going to feel any sort of loyalty to you. It would be a little bit better for you if you actually looked at people's true intentions and their true nature. On the other hand, Ovi has been so very much team douche right now, meaning team Jack, that, I mean, he thinks that he's big brother or coach or whatever the hell he thinks, that I'm not even sure that they know his true intentions. So it's a bit of a guessing game from the house guests right now. And I understand, like, from us on the outside, it looks totally fine. Kat is, you know, over there with the douchey cool kids, and she doesn't care about the women working together. Ovi, he's one of us. He's a feeder. We love him. We identify with him. But when you're in the house, I really can't tell who I, if I didn't have all the inside information, I wouldn't be able to tell who I would want to keep right now.
I mean, I do think it's a little bit foolish, because especially because they laid it out the night before. They said, we can't tell Kat and Holly about this because Kat and Holly are far too close to Jackson and the rest of the guys. They were 100% correct about that.
Correct.
And then they went ahead and did it anyway.
Oh, God. So frustrating.
Yeah. And it's like, and it seems very clear to me, especially because they know about this. They know that Jackson and, I mean, Jackson's with Kat all the time. You know, he has had a relationship with her. And she talks about him all the time, even in this conversation with the women, when they are talking bad about Jack and the guys, she's like, yeah, but Jackson's like amazing. He has such a great heart, guys. We shouldn't be talking bad about Jackson. And they're like, oh yeah, you're right. Jackson does have a great heart. Like, it couldn't be more clear to anybody that Kat is not on board with all women and she is in love with Jackson. Like, they should not be telling her this.
This week, the story of this week has been, why are you telling people this? Like, when Christy was like filling in Kemi at the time that she was going to backdoor her, all of her hopes and dreams and her plans, and like, and for no reason whatsoever. And then she was just word vomiting to Kemi, and then like was probably 24 hours later going to put her up as the replacement nominee. People talk way too much in the Big Brother house. On the other hand, I'm such a fan of the show. I think there's a reasonable assumption that I would probably act the same way, maybe.
Yes. Oh, well, Shay in the chat is pointing out something that I was thinking about this morning, which is it's about women's alliances, because there's going to be more of this later on. But it's just like trying to think about it's such a it's like an elusive like unicorn or like Bigfoot. Like every single season there is an attempt at a women's alliance. That's not true of like bro alliances. Don't happen every single season. They happen every couple of seasons, and they're usually somewhat successful in comparison to the every single season attempted women's alliance. And I do think that a large part of why the women's alliances tend to fail is that for whatever reason, when they come up, it's usually a little bit later than the bro alliances, which tend to be sooner. Like they grab them early.
Oh, I'm not seeing any parallels to real life things with guys and girls whatsoever here. The men are like, come on, let's go. And the women are like, no, we need a little time. All
right, well, and then also I think one of the main things here is that bro alliances never include all of the guys. It's always a core group of guys. They would never go to the other guys and be like, well, look, we're all men. We have to protect each other. But these women alliances, especially this one that we're seeing right now, there is a core group, but they're trying to expand it to include every single woman on the cast.
All the women.
we as women need to protect each other. And I do think that, you know, that's something that is a very valuable value to have in society as a whole. But when you're in the house and you're trying to include every single woman, you're going to run into the one woman, at least on the cast, that is not on board with that. And then that woman is going to blow up your spot and the whole thing crumbles.
It's really amazing to me because I think that if it hasn't been blown up already, it soon will be, because Catherine knows about the women's thing. She's been in the room when Jessica's been talking about stuff like this. Like, it's possible that things might actually flip because Catherine might spill that there's a women's thing, and then the guys might get spooked about it and then want to keep Ovi. Like, I mean, there's such a weird thing here that might happen, but it all depends on Catherine keeping her mouth shut or not. And lately she hasn't been able to do that, with two more days to go before the eviction. I don't know if there's time for it to change, but I hope so.
Yeah, it reminds me of the previous season that we just saw, Big Brother Canada. There was a women's alliance that tried to happen there, where they tried to reach across alliance lines to be like, well, we're all women, even though we're on opposite sides of the house, let's work together. Obviously, it didn't work. In Big Brother 20, same thing happened. Bailey tried to reach out to Casey and Rachel. It didn't work. You have to focus on the people that you actually have a good relationship with and move forward from there. When you're trying to include every single one, they even approached Sam about it last time, if you recall.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh, Sam. Yes. Let's put Sam in the alliance from Big Brother 20. People, not all women are the same, just like not all blacks are the same or not all gays are the same. Like, there were women during the women's suffrage movement who were like, you know what? I don't need a right to vote. I'm totally fine not voting. Like, we are women. We shouldn't have a right to vote. Like, there were women who were saying that. Not all women are the same. Pick your women, get a group together, and go. You don't have to include them all just because they're a woman.
Yes. So, I feel like this is a big thing, and hopefully that if there are some fans, if we talk about this more, then we can finally get maybe a successful women's alliance on future seasons. If this is truly the issue here. Kim Spradlin made it work. Survivor makes it work. They know how to do it.
They know how to do it. I feel like it's easier in Survivor because the power doesn't move around. Yeah, they have more chances. And also, some of them, the producers have intentionally set them up ready to go. Like, okay, you're all working together.
Also, like Survivor, they're already separated into tribes. So they're not as, I think, inclined to try and include everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We don't need to include everyone. Just the people who are sane.
Also, Kim Spradlin was famously on a season where they separated them by gender. So
yes, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. She was like kind of preset.
She couldn't have done an all women's alliance, including all of the women, because she was on a tribe of all women. We're onto something here, I think.
We're onto something, yes.
All right. So that's happening there in the boat room. There are some other things that happen in that conversation. One is that Christy is going to be complaining about Jack, as she does. Now, Christy is allowed to talk smack about Jack all day long, and it's fine. But when Kemi goes, yeah, I agree, I would also nominate Jack, all hell breaks loose.
I'm so this. I wish we had feats in the first week because I still want to see how did this happen. Was this like Kemi actually targeting Jack? Was this just Kemi throwing out names like Lisa and Bart Simpson, which I love it when she said that? Was it just like her just, you know, flipping names around, or was there actually some substance here to what she was saying? Because it's so unfair when Kemi says something about Jack. Oh my God. But when Christy like totally bags on him for an entire day and a half, it's totally acceptable. And like, again, I don't understand why she didn't nominate him. Christy's been so frustrating to me. Not just, let me say this too really quickly. It's really, really, really frustrating to me that she comes into the house as a lesbian and says, I'm a lesbian. But then she says in the interview with Jeff, I think it was with Jeff or maybe with Ike, she says, I haven't totally closed the door on men totally. Fine. Okay, cool. But then like she comes into the house and she like doesn't tell people right away. She decides to keep it to herself. Again, I'm not a big fan of that, especially when you lived your life out in the open like that. I don't want people to come for me, but that didn't feel great to me. But you do you, girl.
Well, I mean, I think there's something valuable in holding personal parts of yourself to like use as leverage or as like a bargaining chair or like a bonding piece of whatever.
I guess I'm still thinking about like my annoyance with Kenny during Big Brother Canada too.
Yeah, I think that was a little different.
Yeah, I know. All right, moving on.
All right. So that's happening there. So Christy or Kemi says in this group of women, and Kemi, like, I love you. Don't do this in front of Christy and especially in front of Kat. She says that she would be nominating Jack. She trusts the women too much right now. And I'm really hoping that, that we can get that fixed soon.
Yeah, trust the right women. Come on.
Exactly. She even asked in this group of women, she was like, so why is it that I was almost nominated again? Like, who, like, how did it get out that I was targeting Jack? Who is the one that told him? And Kat tries to tell, she's like, I heard that you were saying that you were going to target Jack and Jackson. And she's like, well, how did that get out? I mean, in her head, hopefully she's thinking the only person I told was Bella.
Yeah, but she might have forgotten that because by this point she said that she would target Jack to like Tom, Dick, and Mary and their cousin. So I think everybody knows at this point. Like Jack even knows. He was in the hammock like 8 hours ago saying that if Kemi wins HOH, we're going up on the block.
Yeah, because now she's saying it again, and so it's going to be circulating again, and it's going to renew Jack's hatred, as he calls it, of Kemi. Kemi is really going to be, you know, she just barely survived this veto ceremony, and her spot on the hot seat has been renewed by this conversation in the boat room. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Sis, Jack, Holly, Christy, Tommy and Jackson, the six that exclude Nick and Bella in the eight, are finally going to start to talk about like names for their six because they're still excluding Bella and Nick from this six, which is kind of real for some of them, but also not for all of them because, you know, there's so many sub-alliances. Like,
oh my God.
These people, this alliance of six, I can't even remember. They came up with a name and I don't remember it now. It's probably in my notes later. This alliance of six, they think that this is like the detonators to the bomb squad, but it's really like the quack pack to the, like, it's there are so many different like sub alliances. It's ridiculous. It's not, none of them are real.
Wheat brains. That's the Sacagawea six.
Wheat brain who called in last night.
I heard. And then six he quickly shooters, departed. Yes. He had something to do. Six shooters.
They call themselves the six shooters.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I will say. They're pretty good about like including the number somewhat naturally into the name. Somewhat naturally. I mean, certainly grateful isn't the best.
I'm sorry. We'd rain you and you make me laugh, honey. Good job.
So they're doing that there. Ovi is going to be campaigning to various people. He basically gives a pretty similar pitch to most people that he talks to, which is basically like, hey, I've always felt good about you. You know, I'm here to support you, that I can help you out further in the game. I need your help now, and I'm sure you're going to need my help later, so on and so forth. And, you know, at the very least, please tell me if the vote goes against me. Every single person is saying, I've got you. You should be staying. And all of them are lying except for Cliff and I think Nicole, who neither of which knew for sure where the vote was going to go when they talked to Ovi. So Cliff was like, I think you're staying, but I promise you I will let you know if you're not. And then Nicole was like, I would like for you to stay, but yeah, I'm not entirely sure where things are right now. I think Cliff and Nicole are probably the only two people in the house that kind of want Ovi to stay, at least in this moment. The conversation with Cliff in particular got me thinking that maybe Ovi has this, whack deletion power.
You and me both.
Because he was like, just please, the most important thing, just don't let me not know that I don't have the votes. I don't want to go out looking like a chump. I was like, oh, he needs to know. It was like Tyler when he needed to know if he was going to be put on the block. Nope, it's useless.
Yep, totally useless. I do agree with your assessment from Rob on the show last night that if he is evicted and he has a chance to come back into the game, I do think that he will still have the power. By the way, I actually like this power very much. It is, I said on Twitter, because it keeps the power with the HOH. The person who's HOH still has the nominating power, still has replacement nominee power. They get to decide everything. I like the spectacle of waking them up in the middle of the night when they're all looking like hell. You know how Catherine would look without any of her makeup, for heaven's sake. And they would go to the nominating set to the table, and they would have to instantly I was trying to look on your face.
That's really not going to make sense for the listeners of the audio.
Sorry.
I agree with you. I think it would be kind of fun. And it's also like, It's not the worst thing in the world to have just like two people be safe. I mean, certainly it really screws up the HOH in terms of how many people they have to nominate. But it's not like it's not like you take the nomination power from them, right?
Exactly.
Being HOH, as we know, has always been a double-edged sword in Big Brother, especially with the nature of the twists nowadays. So, if you are going to win a bunch of HOHs and hold power within your alliance for a long time, then winning those HOHs is going to probably put a bit of a target on your back.
Exactly. And I want the spectacle of this, of them all getting up in the middle of the night. Again, the HOH gets to keep the power, so I'm totally fine with that. I'm okay with this. Also, the fact that they had them sign up, and there can only be five on each sign up, and you had to pick, so they basically have it narrowed down to where the power is. I do very much enjoy that, because it's so hilarious. Even with five people only available for the power, they still have it totally wrong. And not only that, but all of Twitter had it totally wrong. I think that you on the update said, well, it's probably Ovi because he's probably the only person who's able to keep her secret, either him or Cliff. But everyone in the house is like, well, he didn't use the power and he was nominated, so obviously Nicole probably has it. So they have no idea that he has the power.
Yeah, I think Nicole probably would have told somebody, probably Kemi or something. So and that's another thing where soon after the boat room conversation, Kemi was talking to the cameras about the women, and she mentioned that she trusts Jessica a lot, but she is not quite sold on Nicole. And I'm just like, Kemi, no, Nicole is like the best ally you have. Like, she trusts Bella and Jess, who Jess is way too close to Kat, and Bella's the one that sold her out. And she's talked about trusting Christy a little bit, and Nicole is like the only person in the house that was actively trying to save Kemi from getting backdoored and was the like nail in the coffin that actually made it happen. But for whatever reason, just not quite there. Hopefully, I'm hoping that like things just like these bad reads, they're not the worst, right? Like she's trusting right. the wrong people. She's maybe exposing a little bit too much information to the wrong people, but for the most part, like it's not like game ending stuff quite yet.
Right.
You know, she's still in the same position she was before. And I'm hoping that like these things kind of make themselves clear as we move forward. But
a couple of things just overall, I agree with your assessment of that. My view on things is that I do think it would be good for this side of the house, the Kimmy, the Nicoles, that side of the house to win HOH. Obviously, that's good to win HOH. But I do think it would provide a little bit of stability and like, who can I trust and who can I not? Because I feel like that you know who your friends are then. Also, the other thing is that the people who are signed up, and I don't have the list right in front of me, for week two of the Wactivity thing, gives me shades of the hacker competition, because even if we get a Kemi or a Nicole or Jessica HOH during week two, the week two signees are like Jack and Jackson and Bella. Like, I think the best we could hope for is like Bella or something. I maybe somebody in the chat can tell me who the names are, but I know that it's nobody we would really care for.
Yeah. And I think part of the reason why it's like this first nightmare one was like, this doesn't seem too bad, is because it was in the hands of Ovi. But imagine this was a different competition with different people, and Jack is the winner of the nightmare competition.
Yeah, I know Jack's in week two. Yeah.
Right. And so now we know that for 6 weeks, Jack is probably just safe for at least one of the times that somebody takes a shot at him. It's just like, oh God, are you serious?
Yeah.
And that's exactly the danger of these kinds of twists. And now we are looking at a situation where, as you said, even if Kemi or, you know, whoever wins the next HOH and tries to take a shot, very good odds that somebody from the opposing alliance like Jack or Jackson wins that power and has a chance to use it to totally screw up Kemi's HOH or whoever's HOH. And, make things even worse for him.
I will say that it just depends on how bad the power is on week two. Also, not all powers are the same, even though week one was amazing. And sometimes like week two can be a little bit of a snooze. And then week three, I'm thinking of like Big Brother 19, where Jessica had the hex or whatever. Week two wasn't all that bad, as I recall. I can't even remember what it was, actually. What was week two? Anyway, who was week two? I forget. I know it wasn't that big of a deal, though. That's the thing. So hopefully
week
whatever
was Tyler's,
it was.
Wasn't it?
No, I'm talking about 19. Big Brother 19. What was the week two Apple thingy temptation? Who got that?
Was it week two or was it later?
No, Jessica got it week three. The ring of replacement. Yes, Christmas got the ring of replacement,
right, that
which was a total snooze, but did end up screwing our favorites at the time. So, I'm hoping that week two is not that big of a deal and can't screw with anybody's HOH. Go ahead, sorry.
Panic and chaos. Chaos sounds pretty terrifying.
Chaos is week two. The people who are in chaos week two at Wactivity are Holly, Tommy. Tommy's not so bad, but he is with those people over there. Jack and Jackson, the jackoffs, and Sam, who is annoying the shit out of me right now. So there's nobody in there that I'm really loving. I guess I would root for Tommy.
Chaos seems to me like it would... But that's similar to panic. One of them seems like just nobody's safe, right?
Yeah.
I think that's either chaos or panic.
I don't think that would be good for Kemi if you can just vote for anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? We'll find out. This is no use.
We never get it right anyway.
Yeah. So let's see here. Kat is going to talk with Holly, of course, and say that she doesn't trust Christy at all. It was super sketchy. She thought that Christy is telling Ovi that he's a pawn, that she's clearly a liar. And also she's been promising me all this whole time that I'm a pawn. And now she's telling him that he's also a pawn. Like, then obviously she's lying to one of us. And this is not great. I don't like her.
Yeah.
I don't like how much she talks smack about Jack. I think it's really sketchy, especially given how close they are. Like, this is just, it's not good. And she also really hates this whole girl power thing. She fills Holly in on the whole thing, that Jessica really wants the women to work together. She says that's stupid, that she doesn't agree with it. And, they'll play along for now, which is the typical line that we get when these alliances fail. But they are definitely going to be targeting these women, in particular, of course, Kemi.
Yeah.
Mm.
We might have gotten a temporary stay of execution for Kemi. She really needs her. She and her allies really need to make something happen in week two.
Yeah, this ironically, the protecting the woman cat is probably the worst thing that they could be doing for the Women's Alliance.
Worst thing they could be doing. Like, she is totally in bed with Jackson, figuratively and literally.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So Nick is going to have a conversation with Nicole after Nicole talks to Ovi. Nicole says if it was up to her, she would keep Ovi, but she will go with the house. And Nick says, yes, that's what we should do because, you know, Kat is good to keep around. She can be used as a perpetual pawn. Just always put Kat on the block. I still don't understand why Nick feels like Kat is a better pawn than Ovi, because Ovi is the guy that's just like calm. He is the natural pawn. Kat is the worst pawn. She freaks out. She holds grudges. Like, I don't know why Nick thinks this, but he really loves the idea of Kat as a pawn. I think he just loves the idea of like toying with her for the entire season.
I guess I have to say I've been sold a bill of goods when it comes to Nick. There are positive things about him, but many of the things that he said preseason have not come to fruition once the season started. He was like, I'm gonna be the guy that calls people out when people say things that they shouldn't and they're bullying people. Man, I'm not here for that. I'm gonna check that shit right away. Where has that guy been? I haven't seen him at all. Girl,
very necessary in this season.
Yes,
and exist.
On a season where we actually need you, where are you at?
Yeah.
I love, by the way, when things started to go downhill with Jack, Davon was on Twitter going, this is who you lay with. I was like, oh yes, that is so good. I love it when she said that during 18, and then it's like, oh, it works so well now because we were so thirsty for Jack. Even like the street guys were thirsty for Jack. They were like, oh, he's so cool, he's Aquaman. And then it's like, nah, we're not into it.
Yeah, I was never into Jack, but I still had him wrong. I thought he was like a fessy type, not like a, you know, weird mix between like Polly and Devin.
Yeah. Yeah, not good.
Yeah. So, so then Ovi is going to talk to Jessica. Again, Ovi's really making the rounds here. He pitches to Jessica like, I mean, Ovi is basically, he's trying to find anybody that will work with him, and then he will work with them. And he obviously has a lot to give, given his power. He hasn't told anybody about the power yet, but it does kind of seem like he's trying to imply, like, I can really help you out. Like, of course, Nobody believes him. No.
Yeah, no, they're not catching the hints of this at all. They don't actually even, nobody, like, as I said, even really suspects that he has a power, because they're like, well, if he had a power, he would use it. Of course, If these people were a fan of the show, they would realize that not all powers are created the same. Tyler, famously last season, would not have been safe if he had been named as a... he had to know before the ceremony. So, like, if you got him during a veto, I forget. There's different mechanisms of different powers, but sometimes they can only be used at one ceremony or the other. And these people are just they're, that's what happens when you don't put people in the house who are not when you put people in the house who are not fans of the show. They don't understand the way things have worked in the past and what could potentially happen in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. So Ovi's going to pitch to Jess saying, you know, I would love to work with you if you have my back, like I would have yours, of course. Then Jess is going to go talk to Nicole about both of their conversations with Ovi. Nicole feels good about Ovi. She feels like, well, I mean, should we think about this? And Jess is basically like, nah, he's a liar. I don't believe anything he says. And he's a guy. We have to stick to the women. We know it's stupid. I can't believe they were dumb enough. All these guys are dumb enough to let one of their own go. It's so dumb of them. It's like, because Ovi's not one of them.
He's not one
Kat
of them.
Is one of them. They're not stupid enough to let one of their own go.
I mean, they've got 48 hours until eviction night. I'm hoping that Kat digs herself a hole. Maybe she says something about the Women's Alliance. That would be the card that would kill her, actually, during the game, is if she actually brought up the idea about a Women's Alliance that she had even remotely considered with Holly, with Jack and Jackson or Nick or anybody. And I think that could cause some panic, especially the night before an eviction.
Yes. So Jess kind of convinces Nicole, no, we got to stick with the women. Nicole says, OK. So Nicole is not probably not even going to be, you know, she was doing a little bit. You're really not sticking her neck out for Kemi, but really like seeing what she could do in the moments that she saw them. Probably not even going to get that with Ovi, though, given her conversation with Jess. So Nick Bella and Kemi are going to have a conversation. Nick has been talking about, and he heard through the grapevine again, that that Kemi has refreshed her animosity toward Jack and is really going to be putting Jack on the block. He feels great about that. He would love for Kemi to win the HOH and take a shot at Jack for him. And so he's been talking about, like, I would love to just throw the HOH to Kemi, and realizes that that he should probably talk to her first to make sure that everything is okay.
I mean, he was telling Bella and Sam that he would throw HOH to Kemi. Meanwhile, you have Kemi going through list of possible nominees that she's going to need if she becomes HOH. And of course, Jack and Jackson are among them. But she's like, what if I need a third? I think I'll probably settle on Sam, who Nick was just getting done telling he's going to throw HOH to. So again, I don't know why people think it's a good idea to come into the house and say before anything happens, I'm going to throw HOH to you. I just don't think it works well unless you really know how to play it.
Yes, Kemi is she was talking about Sam because she was saying, I can't nominate any of the women, so it has to be one of the guys. It's not going to be Cliff. Ovi's going to be gone, and I don't want it to be Nick. So,
and I don't want it to be Tommy. I think she also had Tommy.
Tommy either. So the only option left to her was Sam as a third to Jack and Jackson. And then, of course, Nick and Bella are going to go talk to Kemi. Sam is not going to be involved. So Sam has continued to not be protected by this. And Nick obviously doesn't realize that Sam would be in danger because he doesn't know about the women's thing quite yet. So Nick is telling Kemi that he would hey, what are you thinking for nominations? What's your plan now?
Right.
Everybody knows what Kemi is going to do because it's gotten completely out. So, but of course, when Jack or when Nick asks her, she's like, hey, no, I don't know. I don't want to focus on. So he just ignores that she doesn't answer the question because he knows anyway. And he's like, you know, I would love to throw the HO. If it came down to you or me, I would throw it to you. I would love to do that. You know, I am probably going to be, you know, going after some other people, like Kat. Like, I would probably go after Kat or something like that, you know. I would not nominate you, Kemi. I would hope that you wouldn't nominate me. She's like, wouldn't nominate you.
I could not tell what was happening here. So he's telling Kemi that he'll throw HOH to her, and he's totally fine with that. But yet, if he wins HOH, he's telling Bella that I will go after Kemi, even though he already swore to Kemi that he would not put her up on the block. He's now saying, I will go after Kemi and she will be my target.
Yes.
But he's willing to throw HOH to her, and he's telling his own allies that he'll throw HOH to her.
Well, he's telling Bella and Sam. He's not telling the rest of them, because basically his idea is all of the eight are going after Kemi. I would love it if Kemi won and took a shot at Jack before she goes out. Like, essentially, like, we're all shooting at Kemi. I'm hoping she gets a shot off and lands one on Jack before she goes down. But if I'm out in front and I have the power, I'm going to have to take the shot. That's essentially what I think is happening here. He's promising Kemi that he will not put her on the block, but he's assuming that if he is the HOH that, you know, all right, well, sorry, I lied. Okay. You're going home.
All right.
So that's essentially what's going.
I was hoping that was what was not happening. That's not good. I feel like Chelsea during Big Brother Canada 7, where she wins HOH and everyone wants Caitlyn out. She's like, okay, I'll take the shot for the house, and then quickly goes out the next week because that wasn't the shot that actually should be taken. By the way, I know that that's not a perfect analogy, but that's the first thing that came to my mind when I heard that. Oh, God. Kemi, we need help. By the way, I as much as I love Kemi, and I do love her, she's a queen, she's fabulous, she's like, it's totally ridiculous that she's in with some of these people who are completely bothered by her. Having said that, her gameplay, not the best. she needs to work on it a little bit. But on the other hand, as I said on my Periscope the other day, she's the only black person in a house up 15, 14 other people who are not black. And that also must be taken into consideration about how well she's playing the game. As I said on my Periscope, if I was in a house with 14 other people of color, I think that there are differences in my life that I just don't share common experiences with people, that I would probably have subpar gameplay. So maybe give her a little bit of a pass.
Yeah, she has a much more difficult road considering her position.
You
it's
think?
The same
yeah.
thing with Ovi. And so I certainly Nicole is also in a tough spot, and I do think Nicole is probably doing the best of the sort of outcasts in terms of or maybe even Cliff. Cliff is doing pretty well. But they have less of a hurdle in front of them, of course. And it's mostly doing better by not doing as much, knowing when to be more quiet about certain things.
Right.
And also a large part of why Kemi's in trouble is because she's been trusting Bella. If she could trust Bella, things would be much different. And so, you know, there are a whole bunch of other, you know, situations that are contributing.
That's the one that is so disappointing to me. I'm just speaking about my hopes and dreams. Like, if Bella and Kemi, man, if they could get on the same page, even with like a Nick side piece or something, or, you know, if the eight breaks up, like if Nick knew how close he was to being the replacement nominee, like all hell would break loose. So I'm hoping that things get broken up a little bit here.
Yeah. And it should be noted that after the conversation with Kemi, Nick and Bella talked, and Bella was like, I don't understand. Aren't you? You said you were going to nominate Kemi, but you just told her you were or you weren't. And he told Bella, yeah, I will nominate Kemi. She will be the target. She will go home. Bella knows this and has not told Kemi, and will continue to not tell Kemi, even as we get into later in the night, which we will talk about soon. But I do first want to talk more about Kemi, because as I told you, you know, it got out that Kemi is saying Jack's name again, and this has renewed Jack's hatred of Kemi, and there's been more and more trash talking and just like bashing. There's been a clip going around about Avocado. He thinks she's an effing idiot because she worked out and then had some avocado. It's just fat and carbs. Were you stupid? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, eating avocado after working out. Like, it's like any little thing, he is so bothered by her. I don't like this man.
Yeah, it doesn't. Boggling to me that, okay, look, here's the thing. He is obviously an aesthetically good looking guy. He came onto the show to further that ambition. I think he probably wants something in the modeling kind of acting kind of field. You would think that optically speaking, targeting and threatening and bullying the one person of color, there are other people of color, but the one black woman in the house. Yes,
Ovi and Kemi, the two people he's gone after the most.
Why would you do that? Like, I mean, and then some of the things that he said, it just, I will say this, that it's gotten to the point where Robin Cass, who normally does not say anything on Twitter, like it's usually very general comments, like, what did y'all think of the episode and how are y'all doing and go Lakers and things like that. Somebody said something about Jack and his behavior and how it makes them sick watching. And she responded that if watching him actually does make you sick, then not watching is probably the best way to go, which my friend Lisa B called her out on Twitter and said that your response to that is pretty flippant and glib. The fact that you're not realizing that there is actually some substance to some of the criticism of casting Jack on the show. So here's the thing. Not that Robin Cass has a mind reader machine when she casts people on the show, but this guy just perpetuates every freaking stereotype of the douche canoe, saying racially insensitive things, bullying the weaker people in the house, and just being a jackass for the sport of it. And I don't know why they put him on.
And has the audacity to be like, I'm here to spread love and light, bros.
I can't wait until he gets out of the house. I pray to God it's pre-jury. I really do.
He also said, this is not my specialty of like keeping track of all of the things that people say. I'm more of like the strategy guy, but I believe he also said something along the lines of like stomping a mud hole. And I don't even know what this means. This is why it's so confusing to me.
I don't know what this means. I will say that I'm not going to give him a pass because he said it and then a few seconds later, like 5 seconds later, he tried to act like he was imitating Sam from Big Brother 20, but it didn't come off.
It sounded familiar.
Yeah, it didn't come off like it was an imitation. It didn't come off like it was an homage to somebody. It sounded like he was a freaking jackass and has hate for her in his heart. That's how it feels to me.
Hey, Brent, remember that that comment that somebody made last season that was kind of controversial and people thought was a little much and was crazy?
Yeah.
Why don't I have an homage to that one?
Yeah.
To a person that I've been bullying.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Terrible.
And I just really want to know what a mud hole is.
I think we get this answered. I want to say Rob had the same question. We got it answered, but I've long since forgotten what it actually is. But anyway, oh well, I'll have more to say. By the way, I'm gonna be on the show with Rockstar tomorrow, so I'm excited about that.
Yes. was Rockstar the one that Sam wanted to stomp a mud hole in?
Who was it? Maybe the chat can tell us.
I think there wasn't Sam the best.
Sam said she wanted to stomp a mud hole in Fessy, maybe? No, was it Fessy? I don't know. I lose track. I can't remember who it was.
Maybe it was Tyler. She was mad at Tyler at one point.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Good times. Caitlin? No, the chat doesn't know.
Right. Was it Caitlin? They're saying
it
Caitlin.
It was Caitlin. Okay. Everybody's saying it was
so
Caitlin.
Mean to Caitlin.
How dare you?
All right, so it's getting bad. Like I feel like Jack was sort of backing off a little bit for a little while because Christy was, you know, being like, stop pressuring me. So he's like, look, I will support whatever you do, I promise. But now that the decision has been made, and it's time to like plant the target again, and he's hearing that his name is being said again, it's getting bad again. And I'm just like, I'm Sam. Sam, I feel like we could have got there. I feel like if he had pushed for the Jack back door, if we had gotten Nick involved, I feel like it could have happened. But he went for Ovi instead.
God, Sam, it's not even good for your game. Like, getting rid of Kat is totally good for your game, Sam. I don't understand what you're thinking. Yeah. Oh, and Sam, also, like, if he would have remained Kat and Cliff on the block, of course I would have been nervous, scene, but I have to believe in this instance that Cliff would have been safe. Kat would have gone home. I was totally fine with the veto not being used at this point. It was just like, oh, I really wanted Kat to go home here. But the other thing, too, is that Kat, even I know she's with Jackson, but she's such a circus that I love her as well. I'm really kind of bummed that whatever twist Obi got doesn't give him the power to just get rid of somebody random, like, you know, Jack, and then let's just go home and call it a day. Of course, he would never do that because he loves Jack.
I really was enjoying Kat, but I feel like she's too quick to just be like, I just want to go home, which is just like it quickly turns not fun for me. But I feel like, especially if she's going to be used as a pawn every week, like it's going to be getting old fast, I think.
All right. Well, we need one week where she's not used as a pawn to see what she's really like.
What we need to see is Kat winning HOH.
That's what I was just going to say. I'm totally here for a Kat HOH, but she hates Bella and I love Bella. But on the other hand, Bella's being like catty with Kemi. So it's like all the people that you like in our magical fantasy world of people we want to work together, it's just not gonna work at least right now.
I take it back because she'd probably nominate Bella and Kemi.
Yeah she would,
which would be all right. So we do get Bella, Kemi, Jess, and Nicole late in the night coming together, forming an official core alliance of four women that look guys, they call themselves the Black Widows. Come on.
Girl. Been there, done that.
You can do better than that.
You can do better than that. Come on.
So I do love this group of women. I would love for them to work well together. There are, as we've talked about, a few concerns we have here. One is that Bella is a part of it, and she hasn't exposed it yet. She hasn't really had the opportunity to. But also, she's not telling them anything about the eight or the six or the five or the four or Nick coming after Kemi or Sam coming after Kemi, or really anything. She hasn't told them anything. But she, I do think, at the very least, is like, here's a nice little side alliance I have. So that's something, but it's also not the best.
No, it's not the best. And also, it's something that I feel like it would be a better landing spot for her, because the people that she appears to actually trust don't even really care for her that much. They don't even include her. There's multiple pieces.
They're finalizing the six shooters.
Yeah, without her. Yeah. So what are you talking about, Bella? Come on, get going here.
Yes. And then, of course, it also has Jess, who in particular is really the person who's trying to branch this out to include all of the women that
you know,
if they can get with Kat and Holly and Sis and Christy, like, that would be great. And, you know, we can protect each other and really play up the girl power thing. But the more you talk about it with them, the more it's going to become a thing and the more you're going to be a target. I loved that they had a game plan. They said, all right, here's what we're gonna do. We're never gonna say that we're closest with each other. Bella says Nick, Kemi says Jess says Kat, Nicole says Cliff, and it's like, this is all good. I love that they're coming up with game plans. I love that they're coming up with, like, ways to keep this on the down low. But then Jess, like, ruins it with, and then we'll talk about girl power with the other girls.
It's like, God.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. But, you know,
it's like, it's early, Taryn. We got to work out the kinks.
Yeah. It's, you never know. You never know. You know, things can work out. Maybe one of them gets a power. Maybe they win HOH. Maybe things start to crumble with the other side. They get involved into a civil war and so on and so forth. And, things can start to work out. But, I'm not super hopeful right now.
Yeah, not super hopeful either.
It's exciting, though. It's better than nothing. It's way better than nothing, because there was nothing before.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing happening before, and I'm excited that there is actually some semblance of something trying to happen. I think it's like the blind leading the blind at this point, but I would rather see something like that and actually feel emotion and want to throw things at the screen than see basically nothing happen and see them all just get picked off.
Yes, I'm getting some mud hole definitions, and it sounds very gross to me.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll move on.
Yeah. there you go. I think that's about what we have for you. Anything else that you wanted to talk about, Brent?
No, I'm just really frustrated over Ovi and his apparent allegiance to the bully in the high school, Jack, because he's like, of all the people that Ovi believes in, I feel like that he thinks that Jack is his buddy. He really does think that Jack is his buddy, and Jack is not his buddy. He makes fun of him behind his back all the time, and I'm hoping that Ovi was able to sniff this out, but it doesn't really seem like he is. Also, when Ovi is trying to count to six to let Christy break a tie in his favor, which she told him that she would do, the people that he's counting are not amongst the people who would vote for him. Obviously, Cliff and Nicole, but everybody else that he was counting, not somebody who's going to vote for him. And he's already taking them as a potential yes vote. He's also trying to target Jessica as a potential, quote, sixth vote, even though he doesn't really have five. And Jessica is all about the girl power. Again, pick the right girls. Ovi will be far more practical and useful to you, Jessica, in your quest to further the people that you actually care about, like Kemi and Nicole, than somebody like Kat, who is just going to side with the Jacksons and Jacks of the world.
Yes. Ovi, when talking to Jack, was very much like, hey, you know, I would fall on my sword for you. I am completely yours. I actually liked this from Ovi, especially because I do think that he is just like buttering this guy up rather than like fully on board with him. But he does trust Jack when Jack tells him that everything's going to be okay, because he's been trusting everyone that's been telling him this, because everyone has been telling him this. Hopefully Cliff will clue him in soon. I do believe Cliff would give him the heads up, but it's not looking great there for Ovi.
There may be a few escape routes for him that we can talk about on the show tonight at the round table.
Yes, so we will be live tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern for the first roundtable of the season. Now, if these live feed updates, you know, sometimes you get lost in the details. You don't have to worry. You just tune into the roundtable. We put everything into context. We tell you the story of the week. It's great. And then we will also be rating each individual player on their game. And there will also be a survey that I will release after this podcast. So look for it on Twitter at Armstrong Taren, where you can rate each one of these players and, you know, tell us which ones are your favorites and which ones are your least favorites, and maybe some other questions in there as well. And then we'll go over all of that tonight during the roundtable. Should be a lot of fun.
Should be a lot of fun. Melissa will be there. I will be there, and we will have some fun. I'm here for it.
Yes. All right. And then, of course, tomorrow, after the Tuesday night episode, Brent will be live with Rockstar and Rob, and they'll be talking about everything that happens there on the Tuesday night. That's the Vito episode, so we'll get all of the craziness, I imagine, in that episode with the Kemi, and then finally the OV stuff. And then Wednesday night, we will finally find out what's happening with David and the evictees this season. That if this is going to be a continuing twist or if it's just a David thing or what's going on. So, you know, hopefully it's not as terrible as everything else has been so far.
By the way, also, Evil Dick on Twitter has been like, this isn't a likable cast. I haven't really connected with anybody. I don't know what show he's watching. There are some douches on this cast, but even some of the kooky people like Catherine and Jackson are fun to watch for me. Jack, obviously not so much. But I'm living for Bella, even though she's a total rat. Like I've had a question about it. Would you be a snake or a rat? I'm like, I need to go back and watch to see what Bella said. I'm pretty sure she said a snake, but she's totally a rat. I'm living for her. And obviously, Kemi, Jessica, I love what they're giving me. Ovi, Nick, Sam's annoying the shit out of me with his volume and his apparent allegiance to want to use the veto just for shits and giggles. But
you
I'm
got
really
Cliff
liking
Cliff and Tommy.
Yes. Obviously, those. Yeah. Obviously, Cliff. Cliff shouted us out again today. And Vegas. He shouted out Vegas, too. I was like, why are you talking about me twice? Come on.
He really shouldn't talk about Vegas because that's going to piss production off big time.
He did. He shouted them out. Hey, Vegas, for sure. It's what he said.
It's like, oh, that person we maybe fired?
Yeah, right. Hey, Vegas, for sure. And then like 5 seconds later, he shouted us out. So I need to send him a release so that he can talk about me all the live long day.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. As I said, make sure you tune in tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, where we'll do our first roundtable of the season. Check out me on Twitter. Check out me on Twitter, please. At Armstrong Taren. You can find the survey there and everything else that I tweet out about the show and things. And you can find Brent at One Lucky Gay on Twitter. So that's what we have for you. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.